You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hello there, and welcome back. It's Dr. Dave. Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Yes, yes, indeed, I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Broadcasting live from Park City, Utah. Yes, we are on pretty much our regular winter traveling schedule. Spent about 2 weeks in Breckenridge, Colorado, one of my favorite places on the planet. And now moved over to Park City, Utah to experience a little bit of that Utah, what do they call it? The champagne powder. Is that what they call it? But anyway, we need snow here badly. It's been warm. A lot of the mountain is not even covered with snow. I've never seen anything like this, but hopefully the snow gods will be delivering some of the nice powder to us pretty soon, because right now some areas are just a little bit bare. But that's not why I'm broadcasting today. That's not why we are talking. The reason I'm back on today is I want to help you with something in your life that I am positive this will help you. And I always like to relate stories, things that actually happened to me personally, to help you, because I kind of figure things out. Sometimes I figure them out on the fly. Sometimes I just learn over time. But a couple weird things happened to me traveling to Colorado, in Colorado, that I want to share with you. So imagine this. Yoko and I are on the plane traveling from Baltimore to Denver, and it's about a 3-hour flight, give or take, something like that. So, you know, and we're packed in there like usual in Southwest, which is, it's okay. That's just the way it is. I could do a whole show on how I hate crowds. I hate planes. I hate airports. As I'm getting older, I just think I just like my privacy, and I like quiet so much more than dealing with crowds and people and noise and, you know, all that. But anyway, that's a topic for another show, which I might get into, because there's more to it than that, actually. But so imagine us on the plane, and about halfway through the flight, Yoko needs to use the restroom. She's in the middle seat. I'm on the aisle seat. So I'm working on my computer, and as Yoko needs to go to the restroom, I go ahead and take my computer down and fold up my table, you know, the tray table, and to let her through. And as she comes back, I do the same thing. And so once she comes back, the guy in front of me turns around and gives me like a weird look, and he looks me right in the eye and says something like, I'm paraphrasing here, but something like, hey, I just want to let you know, man, that whenever you move your tray table or wherever you touch the back of my seat, I feel it. Yeah, that's what he said. I didn't realize that. So he's like maybe extra sensitive. I don't know. But I could tell he was like a little bit disturbed that I was moving my tray table around a little bit. Now remember, I'm a frequent traveler. I try to be, and those of you that know me, whether it's personally or through the show over many years, know that I try to be like super, super considerate of other people. I'm not noisy. I'm not one of these loud mouths that bothers people. I try to stay to myself, try to be pretty quiet, and respect other people's space, and just, you know, leave people alone and not really interfere with what they're doing. But on a plane, everything's tight. You move a little bit and everybody feels it, because it's you're crammed in there and it's all tight. So he's telling me that every time you move that thing, I just want to let you know I feel it. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so I said to him, hey, I'm really sorry, man. My wife had to go use the restroom, and so I had to move the thing. And he said, no, it had nothing to do with your wife going to the restroom. I'm telling you, every time you move the bracket, the tray table, I feel it. So was this guy looking for like some kind of fight? Was he looking for me to argue with him? What was he actually looking for? So I thought for a couple seconds, and I go back to my kindness, mode, and I think about, like, okay, how do you handle somebody like this who might be a loose cannon? He might be weird. Who knows what he wants to do? So how do you handle that? So I looked him right in the eye, and I said, okay, thank you very much for telling me that. I appreciate that. And what that did, it diffused the entire situation. Because what could he do? After I said that, okay, thank you very much for telling me, I said it a little bit tongue-in-cheek because, of course, I knew it. But, okay, thank you very much for telling me. So he doesn't really have a comeback. There's nothing. Think about it. What can he say? I thanked him for telling me. So there's like nothing else he can do. So he kind of like turned around and stayed to himself for the rest of the flight. And not only for the rest of the flight, but once we landed and everybody stands up and gets their luggage, he would not even look at me. I totally, totally diffused the situation, and not in a bad way. I did it in a way that I was kind. I thanked him. I said, hey, thanks for telling me that. There's nothing else he could do. Fast forward, a few days later, Yoko and I are in Colorado. We're in Breckenridge. We're skiing. And one of the days, we're going up the T-bar in Breckenridge. Now, if you have not been on a T-bar is not a chairlift. It's a kind of a lift that you kind of like put this thing on your back towards on your hips, on your butt kind of, and it drags you up the mountain. Because the reason they have a T-bar in this particular location in Breckenridge is because they get so much wind in this area. A chairlift would have a more difficult time going up at that in that particular area. So they installed a T-bar many, many, many years ago. It's old. But that's how we get up to the certain area where the Horseshoe Bowl is, and different bowls and chutes and things like that up there on the top of the mountain. So Yoko and I are riding, and you ride tandem. You ride two people per T-bar, if that makes sense. So Yoko and I are riding up the T-bar, and picture it's windy, snow is blowing all over the place. As you get higher and higher on the mountain, it gets much, much windier. And so snow is blowing, and as you're on the T-bar, your skis are actually in contact with the ground, so you gotta kind of look ahead and make sure there are no weird little ditches and humps and bumps and things like that, or else you could easily fall off the T-bar. It's very, very easy to do. It happens all the time. So you gotta be very careful. So as we get to the very top, we release ourselves from the T-bar, and sometimes it takes a couple seconds to kind of move out of the way, because about 3, 4, 5 seconds later, another T-bar is going to appear, and two more people are going to get off. So you got to kind of clear the way. So you do the best you can, but sometimes, especially if it's really windy and snow is blowing, you can't see anything, it might take you a little bit longer. So as it turned out, the guy and woman, I'm guessing his wife, so let's say husband and wife behind us, got off the T-bar, and the woman fell. Okay, no big deal. She's already at the top. She just fell right there. Not a big deal at all. It happens. But the guy maybe was embarrassed. This is an area for expert skiers only, and everybody's supposed to be like a good skier up there. So maybe the guy was embarrassed that his wife fell. I'm not really sure, but I could hear the guy say, and it was definitely directed at me. There's no question about it. Hey, you got to move out of the way as soon as you get up there. Thinking, okay, I kind of knew that too, and I tried to do the best I could, but sometimes just the wind just doesn't allow you to move out of the way like right away, and any good skier would be able to get up there and kind of move around somebody, even if, and I don't think I was in the way, but you kind of get the picture. He kind of blamed me for his wife falling, so he's screaming, hey, you got to get out of the way right away, so. Again, this guy, was he looking for a fight? What was he looking to do? What was he trying to prove? So I looked at him right in the eye, or right in the goggles, because I couldn't see his eyes and he couldn't see mine because we all have goggles on, because it's really windy and snow is blowing. You get the picture. And I just said to him, thank you very much for telling me that. Like, again, he did not know what to say. He just went away, because you can't. There's no answer to that. Think about it. There's no comeback, and it's not. It's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm saying, thanks a lot for telling me that. It means like, okay, I put this guy in his place. He's gone. So my point is on this show, when you get into a situation and somebody is giving you a hard time about something, it might be, I don't know, I'm making this up. Maybe you're in the grocery line and it says like this cash register, this aisle only 10 items or less. And maybe you have 11 items. I don't know. But maybe the person behind you starts giving you a hard time because you've got 11 items. Shame on you. You've got 11 items and you should only have 10. And if somebody starts yelling at you, hey, buddy, it says 10 items or less. You've got 11. You look at them and say, oh, thank you so much for telling me that. And guess what? They're done. There's nothing else they can do. So I don't ever like to fight, whether it's verbal or whether it's physical. You know, it's not worth it. I mean, you never want to get into a physical fight for any reason unless it's like the absolute last resort. You never want to, because if you get into a physical fight with somebody, it's like, you know, it's not going to end up pretty. Even if you win the fight, which, you know, I'm not a fighter. If I had to fight, I would fight, but I'm not a fighter. I'm more like, I like peace. I like diffusing situations, and that's the smartest thing to do. But you want to do anything possible, even if it makes you look weaker, because again, getting into a fight is a no win. And what could happen? I mean, you could get injured, you can get teeth knocked out, you can go to jail. You know, who knows? It's only as an absolute last resort to protect your life or your well-being or your loved one or somebody like that. It's the only way you would ever want to really get into a true fight. It's bad. Don't do it. So the best way to diffuse any type of situation is with kind words. And when I say kind words, I think very carefully about this, because I use words that, again, there's really no comeback. Because when you say to somebody, oh, thank you so much for sharing that with me, or oh, thank you for telling me that, again, think about it. They're done. You win. You walk away with a smile. They walk away kind of pissed off, which makes you feel better. So, you know, you learn these things over time. I mean, you know, yeah, maybe in the old days, maybe I would have argued with somebody that said something to me like that. But now it's not worth it. Life's too short. I'm too smart for that. It's you don't want to spend time with idiots. It's not worth it. So I hope this little tiny lesson helps you in some way, because life is all about being at peace with yourself, being happy, avoiding conflicts, avoiding weird, tough situations. And human beings are very complex. You never know what could trigger like a real problem with somebody. You don't know what somebody's going through. I mean, the person on the plane in front of me, maybe he, I don't know, I'm not blaming anybody. Maybe he just found out that somebody in his family has some type of disease. And maybe he got some bad news. Maybe he was just in a bad mood. I don't really know. I do not think I was really bothering him, because again, I what, not intentionally, because again, I travel so much. I try to be so kind and so quiet, and I don't even put my seat back when I travel, because I don't want to impinge on the space of the traveler behind me. So I'm one of these guys who would rather be a little bit uncomfortable than to put my seat back and then the person in back of me has no room. I don't like to do that. I try to be super, super considerate. So I was really taken off guard and taken aback when this guy kind of inferred that I am very, very inconsiderate and bothering him. Because so maybe he was having a bad day. You never know what's happening in somebody's life. The guy that yelled at me on the T-bar, or at the top of the T-bar, when they drop you off, when it drops you off, maybe, who knows, maybe he felt that he had to look like a man in front of his wife, and my wife never falls off the T-bar, and it was because of you that my wife fell. Maybe he just felt like, maybe he didn't have a lot of confidence in himself, and he just wanted to prove to somebody that he was big and strong, and he blamed me on his wife falling. You never know what's going through somebody's mind. So when you diffuse the situation, oh, thank you for telling me. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. I didn't know that. again, that totally diffuses it. That's my message for today. I love you. Thanks so much for being with me. If you have not yet done so, make sure you connect with me on Facebook, just under my name, David Maddow, DavidMaddow. Connect with me on Facebook because, I don't know, roughly about once a week or so, I put up a live video, which it just depends what's on my mind, and I try to share and help and inspire and motivate or do anything I can to help you live a much better life. So between the David Maddow Lifestyle Show, my podcast, and my Facebook Live video, and some of the posts I put on Facebook, my goal is just to help you live a better life, stronger, thinner. Yeah, when we're thin, let's face it, we feel better. And I've been there. I've put on excess pounds. It just doesn't feel good. So I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and last but absolutely not least, happier. Because what's life all about if we're not happy? I'll see you next time. Dr. Dave.
Thanks for listening to the David Maddow Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.